Our reading today will come from 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 through 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, let's begin reading in verse 1. Paul said, "Moreover, brethren, we do you to wit of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, how that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. For to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power, they were willing of themselves, praying us with much entreaty, that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. And this they did, not as we hoped, but first they gave their own selves unto the Lord and unto us by the will of God, insomuch that we desired Titus, that as he had begun, so he would finish also in you the same grace also. Therefore, as ye abound in everything, in faith, and utterance, and knowledge, and in all diligence, and in your love to us, see that ye abound in this grace also. I speak not by commandment, but by occasion of the forwardness of others, and to prove the sincerity of your love. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich." This is one of the greatest examples of giving to be found anywhere in the Bible. The givers were the churches of Macedonia. He doesn't list these churches specifically here, but we do know that Philippi, of course, was the congregation that Paul wrote the book of Philippians to, was one of these congregations that Paul is talking about in 2 Corinthians 8, verse 1. So the givers were the churches of Macedonia. The people that they helped, the people to whom they gave, were the poor saints at Jerusalem who were suffering from a very hard drought. The book of Acts in chapter 11, verses 26 through 28, and Romans 15 and other passages in the New Testament talks about the effects of that drought. The area around Judea was hard hit by that famine, and so there were Christians in that area that were suffering and did not have as much as they needed to get by. And so what happened was that there were other Christians outside of Judea that sent relief to them. And one of the great examples of that giving was the example of these churches in Macedonia. So let's look at the text beginning in verse 1. Paul talks about the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. Many times when we think of the word grace, we think about grace in the sense of God's mercy in forgiving us of sin. And it does include that. And many times that is exactly what it means. But here, the word grace means favor and kindness and graciousness in general. It means that God gave these people the opportunity to give, and he enabled them to do so here in verse 1. But at the same time, even though the grace of God had been bestowed upon them, it was their choice. They were willing. They made the decision to give like they did. And the circumstances of their giving are very impressive and very interesting. Because in verse 2, he says that these Macedonian churches were in a great trial of affliction. These churches of Macedonia were having a really hard time. He doesn't simply say that they were in affliction. He doesn't say merely that they were in a trial of affliction, but he says that they were in a great trial of affliction. Now remember, we're not talking about the people that were helped. We're talking about the people that did the helping. The people that did the giving, the Macedonian churches, those churches were suffering in a great trial of affliction, and yet he goes on to say that the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded to the riches of their liberality. So not only were these Macedonian churches suffering in a great trial of affliction, but the Bible says that they were also in deep poverty. And again, notice the wording. He doesn't say that they were in poverty merely. He says they were in deep poverty. They were not just poor, they were dirt poor. The word deep here means deep or extreme poverty. And yet, they helped these Christians who were poor. So we don't have a case here of rich people helping poor people. I'm not saying that there were not Christian people and other people who were rich who happened to help these poor Christians in Judea. But the people that he's talking about here were not rich. They were not even, as we would say, middle class. They were not just poor. They were very poor. And so you have an example of the poor helping the poor. But more than that, you have an example of the poorer helping the poor. These poor people themselves helped those Christians in Judea who had been struck by this famine. And the Bible shows that these Macedonian churches were not only poor, but in fact, they were worse off. They were poorer than the people that they helped. They actually needed help more than the people that they were helping. And so this is an amazing example of giving that we're reading about here in 2 Corinthians 8. Notice this about these Macedonian Christians. In spite of the fact that they were suffering great affliction, in spite of the fact that they were in deep poverty, Paul says, first of all, that they had an abundance of joy. They didn't simply have joy. They didn't make themselves or force themselves to be happy. The Bible says they had an abundance of joy, and that means that they overflowed with happiness. And how different that is from the way that many people think of being happy today. Many people have the idea that you need money and you must have money to be happy. Many people have the idea that if you have money, you will be happy, and if you don't have money, you can't be happy. The Bible says that is not true. And the book of Ecclesiastes bears strong witness to that fact. In Ecclesiastes 2, verses 1 through 11, Solomon said that he enjoyed all the pleasures that money could afford. And yet, he still had vanity, that is emptiness, and vexation of spirit. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 5, verse 10, that Solomon said, "He that loves silver shall not be satisfied with silver." Happiness does not come from how much you have on the outside, but it comes from what you are on the inside. So in this way, these people were very poor, and yet he says that they had riches. Their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. So we have some very poor people, some people in extreme, dire poverty who were at the same time very rich. They were poor as far as their material condition was concerned, but they were very rich in their spirit. They were rich in their faith. The Bible talks about the poor of this world who are rich in faith in James 2, verse 5. In Revelation 2, verse 9, the Bible describes the church at Smyrna as being poor and yet rich. So they were especially rich in liberality, that is, in generosity. As far as a giving spirit was concerned, they were absolutely wealthy. Now, how far did they go in their giving? Well, the Bible explains that to us in verse 3. Paul said, "For to their power," and that means according to their power, or according to their ability, and then he says, "and beyond their power," that is, above and beyond their power, above and beyond their ability or their means. This simply means that they gave above and beyond what anybody would expect them to give. They gave beyond what they could really afford to give. Now, obviously, to be fair about this and to be consistent, we have to note that this was a special gift on a special occasion. And these people could not give like this all the time. If they did, they would have starved to death. And so what we find then is that this was a special need. And these people gave very liberally on this occasion. So these people that would seem to be the least able to give were the people that were the most generous in their heart. The Bible says that they were willing of themselves. These people didn't have to be pushed. They certainly were not coerced into giving like they gave. They did it from their own heart. And the Bible tells us that they urged Paul and these other Christians, these other ministers, to accept the gift. The Bible says in verse 4 that they were praying. And that simply means that they implored. They urged. They pleaded with Paul and these other ministers to take their gift. So evidently, Paul and these other men felt bad about receiving this gift because these Macedonian churches were so poor. But those churches really wanted to give. And the Bible says that they implored us, they urged us with much entreaty. And that again indicates that Paul had some hesitation in accepting that gift. And you can see why. Because Paul and anybody else would feel sorry for these very poor Christians, even though they want to help. But they convinced Paul, they urged Paul to take the gift anyway, and as he says, to take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. The ministering to the saints refers to helping those poor Christians who have been affected by that drought in Judea. The word fellowship simply means to share. So these Macedonian brethren wanted to be a part of the ministering to the saints. In verse 5, he says, "And this they did," which is in italics, which means that's not in the original language. He goes on to say, "not as we hoped." And the word hope there probably has the idea of expected. Paul is saying that these Macedonian churches did not give like we expected, and that evidently means that Paul and these other ministers thought that they would just give a very small amount. Paul thought that these Christians were so poor that they couldn't give very much. And so Paul evidently is saying that we thought that they would only give a small amount, and they surprised us at how generous they were. Now, how were they able to give so much even though they were so poor? Well, the answer is in verse 5. He said, first, they gave their own selves to the Lord. You see, when you give yourself to the Lord, when you give your heart and your life to God, it's a very small thing to give money. So giving starts in the heart. Giving begins in the mind. If a person is going to be a generous giver, he must be converted first in his mind. He must give himself to God first. And that is exactly what these Macedonian churches did. In verses 6 and 7, Paul urged the Corinthians to have and to show the same generous spirit. And then in verse 9, Paul gives the supreme example of giving of all times. And that is the example of Jesus Christ. The Bible says in verse 9 that Jesus Christ, though he was rich, and that means he was rich in glory when he was in heaven, yet for your sakes he became poor. That is, he became poor, comparatively speaking, when he took on a physical body and lived on this earth and experienced the pains and the sorrows and the sufferings of this life. Jesus was rich and he became poor, so that we, through his poverty, and especially his death on the cross, might be rich in glory in heaven someday. Jesus Christ is the ultimate example of giving, and when we give ourselves to him and follow in his footsteps, we will be the same kind of giving people.